Good morning. This past week's daf was daf peches. Maseches Eivin, the last daf in the eighth perek. We're going to start from the Mishnah and daf peches on the bottom. Mishnah says as follows: Chotzer shipchusa me'aba amis. The person has a small chotzer. Courtyard, it's less than Arba Amis by Arba Amis. Ein Shevchen Beseich Amayim B'Shabbos. You can't pour water. Shevchen, water, that's used water that you want to get rid of. Ein Shevchen Beseich Amayim B'Shabbos. You can't pour water into that chotzer. Elm Kein Oslo Uka Machzdek HaSasayim in Ameka V'Lomata. Unless he makes an uka. An uka is a guma, a hole in the ground that's machzeka sosayim that could contain two saw worth of water minaneka velamata from the hole where the water is going into. And the hole could be either in the chotzer or just directly outside of the chotzer. The difference where the hole is whether the hole has to be covered or not. Likma means to cover, covered hole. So let's hear over here what's the issue here. There's apparently a problem over here pouring the water into a small chotzer. If it was a larger chotzer, you wouldn't have the problem. Now that it's a small chotzer, you have the problem. The remedy to the problem is by digging this hole, which is going to contain the amount of water that's being poured out, and that we don't have the problem. So apparently the problem is, and there's always in the voyeur, the problem is the water going into the Rishus HaRab. Right, this is really a haitzah problem over here. Problem of transporting something from the Sayyoch to the Rishus HaRab. That's the problem over here. And this problem is presented only when the chotzer is a small size chotzer. If it's a larger chotzer, then we don't have the problem. Right, we'll see in the Gemara why that's so. But if you have a larger chotzer, then we don't have the problem. If it's a small chotzer, that's when the problem is present, and therefore we need to do something to make sure that the water doesn't go out. And that's the purpose of the uka. The uka over here, so if the uka is inside the chotzer, that we understand. If the uka is outside of the chotzer, so what does that? What does that help? What does that help for us? And that's the truth of the matter is that this difference really has to do with the Rashi learns whether it has to be covered or not. Because by covering the uka, that's what's going to make the uka, even if it's outside. That will separate it from the Rishus HaRab. It'll have dinner from Mokum Ptur. So the water, even though it's going from your Rishus HaYochid, out of the Chotzer, but it's not going into the Rishus HaRab, it's going into the Mokum Ptur, which we mutter. Now let's see the Rashi over here so far. Ein Shevchen Nesech HaMayim Farsh Lo B'Gemorim. That's the first piece of Gemara. We'll see that. Uka's a branch, is a gum as a whole. So Sayim, Gemara Farsh, time the shear. Where does this shear come from? That if the Uka holds so Sayim, that's what you need to be. What's the relevance of that shear? Menanek of Lamata Rashi is Shemach, so Sayim, Hachlal Shalom. These names need a little explanation. What's the other possibility? What else holds the water? Akoponim, but let's see. Beimi bifnim, The uka, the hole that you're making over here to contain the water, that could be either inside, mifnim. Or if the hole is actually just ram, but it's right adjacent to the chotzer, as soon as the water leaks out of the chotzer, it'll go into this hole. El shmachosach likmor lechasis piha bin sarim. You're going to cover the opening of the bowl with boards. This is the point. The point over here is that now the water which is coming from him is going into a mokum tur. This hole over here is a mokum tur only if it's covered. If it wouldn't be covered, then it would have a din of Rishus Rabim itself. So by covering it, that's what's separating it from the Rishus Rabim, and that's why it's going to have a din of a mokum tur. So the idea, what we're doing over here, is that we're trying to prevent the water from going into the Rishus Rabim by making the uka. The uka is going to gather the water. The water will be gathered there. We'll see that we could assume that it's not going to go further. And so if the uka is in the chotzer, so definitely good, we understand. It's not going out of the chotzer at all. You don't have a problem of pouring something from the Rishus Yachter to the Rishus Rabim. But even if the uka is outside of the chotzer, we also have an eitz over here. If we make that the uka, its din is not a Rishus Rabim, has a teres mokum p'tur by covering it, then we're back to safe. That's these two applications over here. I can use the uka either inside or outside, and that's what helps by covering it outside, because if it's covered outside, then the hole is not a Rishus Rabim. Well, I think it's more than a hacker could be. It seems to be actually separating it from the Rishus Rabim. Otherwise, that hole would be considered part of the Rishus Rabim. The purpose of that is to be mechalik it from the Rishus Rabim. Now let's see. Let's see a little further. There's a Rashi later on which gives us a little more understanding of how it works over here. The next case in the Mishnah. The next case in the Mishnah says like this. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov v'omer, biv shehu komer aba amis, v'shus harabim. This is already talking about a specific gutter, maybe we'll call it. Right? Biv usually... It usually translates as a pipe, but it's some kind of gutter which is fashioned. It's a chritz. It's like some kind of ditch, some gutter. Which now in the Mishnah we'll see. I mean, what we mean over here. I mean, a pipe. You know, when you think about it, you think of some kind of metal thing over here. That's not what we're talking about, because we need it to be absorbed in this thing, right? So it's just, you know, it's dug into the ground, and being that, you know, the way it's positioned, so, you know, it helps funnel the water out, right? As opposed to, you know, if there wasn't a bivak in the ratios, then, you know, the water just spreads in the chotzer itself, right? And, you know, if the chotzer is too small, whatever it is, then that's how the water gets out. But over here, a biv... A biv is something which is formed in such a way, right, that it some kind of sewer system, and it gets the water out. Biv shehu komer aba amos b'shus harabim shofchin seichem mayim b'shabbos. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says, this is talking about when you have your biv. Now we'll see, like, you know, the biv could have started further back in the chotzer. Over here, we're not talking about a small chotzer, a regular size chotzer over here. You have your biv in the chotzer, and the biv it makes its way out. So at the end of the chotzer, whatever it is, you know, it continues, and it takes the water out of the chotzer, you know, into the street. So the Mishnah says that if it's komer aba amos b'shus harabim, that means if this pipe, and this gutter, if it's covered for 4 amos in the Rishus Rabim area, then Shofel Nesechem Ma'am Mishambas. Then it's mutter to pour water right over there. That's what was a Yaakov Shita. Achachamim Oymrim Afilu Gag Lechotzer Meya Amo Lo Yishpoich Api Abiv. Even if the chotzer, or the gag where you have the setup, is very large, and you're going to pour, like I mentioned before, the biv doesn't necessarily start at the end, right? It could be the amount of gar that's going through the whole thing, and therefore you could be pouring it from a spat in the chotzer, which is far away from it, where it actually leaves. And that's the afilu over here. Afilu gag, chotzer, mea am, alishbech, al pi abiv. You can't pour it directly into this piping, into this drain. But what one may do is to pour it on the gag, if it's in the gag or in the chotzer, not directly into the piping area. That's the Chacham Shita is, and we'll, Beis Hashem, we'll see what the reason for that machlokes is. And we'll see in Rashi what Reb Lezman Yankov. Let's see the Rashi now. The Rashi Biv. Chritz ha'os lekalech shevchin shebachotzer l'shesurab. Chritz is a ditch which is made to drain water out. Lekalech shevchin. Right? It takes water, used water, and it brings it out from the chotz into the Rishus Rabim. Shehu koma b'meshach ha ba'amas b'shus Rabim. It's covered, it's koma, it's covered a distance of 4 amas in the Rishus Rabim. Zok Rashi, what's the relevance of the Arba Amas? Kim lon ba'aba amas yeishir liv la bohem so sayim mayim shu'adam also the staff of b'chol yoyim. Rashi, the previous Rashi by Sosayim, he tell us after we have to wait for the Gemara. But you see, in this Rashi is already talk, you know, using the information that the Gemara says, and he's explaining to us what the relevance of the Arba Amas is. Right? So we see from here a little more of the picture, that Chazal established that the standard amount of water that a person uses is sosayim. That's how much shoyfchen there's going to be. Now, technically, I don't know what that's based on. No, one person, a family, how big? Racist. I don't know. That's to find out the technicalities. But the Gemara says that Chazal established the standard amount, which is considered usual, that people use, and therefore we only have to deal with that amount. I shouldn't say more than that. You know, will be mosli shchich legozru. So we don't have to be concerned about that. But Chazal dealt with the standard amount of water that a person uses. So that's the number of sasayim which we have in the Mishnah. And that's why in the ratio, let's say, you're making this uko which could contain the masayim, because that's how much water we're dealing with. And in the Sefer, the second case of Biv, Rashi is explaining that the relevance of the Arba Amis is to contain, to be absorbed, that's the same mayim that a person uses every day. Shoifchen Seicher Rashi says further, the taimi mayim. Rashi says that the reason why Rabbi Zmi Yaakov holds that if it's komer arba amis, b'shus harabim, then you could pour in there. The reason is the taimi mayim, because the water will stop over there. It will be absorbed. It won't go further. That area, like we said before, is not b'shus harabim. So the water is not going to go into the Rishus Rabim. Now Rashi adds, "V'inami loy taimi diyesh boy mayim miboy yoyim." And even if it were to be that the water is not going to be absorbed right in that spot in those dal amas, and the reason for that is because there's water from yesterday in it, right? And the only cheshbonet, you know, it will contain the society, not more. So Rashi, even if it were to be that It's loy time imay because the yeshiva imayim b'yoyin, kivan the roiv imoy sashono asuyin liva. Since most of the time that amount, that space, the dal amos has the ability to absorb the sasai imayim, hochinami kinach libaroi. So here too, when even though it is actually going out in this case because there was water there, so it can't contain everything, and we also might, you know, have to suspect that what he's pouring out is going out there. Right? As if the water that was there before is going out, you know, then it would be a problem. Right? But obviously over here that the concern is that if there was water there before, so when he pours the water in, the water that he's actually putting right now from Rishus HaYochid is ending up in the Rishus HaRavim. Not a problem. Why? Lab l'hochi yichavim. Because he's not intending to do that. His intention is not to put in the Zuram. He's not aware whether there's water there or not. As far as he's concerned, you know, he's pouring it that the water should end up, should be absorbed here. We keep letting this guy machshav to Yishorim. Since it was not in this guy machshav, his machshav was not to send it to the Zuram. Even though it actually made its way to the Zuram, he's not a mechaven letting this guy machshav to Yishorim. Rashi explains. Now this is important over here to realize. So this Rashi really is giving us the background in the Reish, like mentioned before, right? Rashi really could have said this all in the Reish by Uka. You know what Rashi first is saying it now. But we see from over here that the issue over here is that the water is going from the Shusha Yocha to the Rishus Haravim. And Rashi over here tells us that what we're dealing with over here is not an Issa D'Raisa. It's only an Issa D'Rabbonon. Dafil mechav lav Issa D'Raisa I kahocho. Why? The holav b'shus harabim zorak luhu, ihu gufei. He's not actually pouring them into b'shus harabim. El me'alein yoitzin. The water is flowing by themselves. Hilkoch, kiloy mechav n'shor l'chatchilam. That the reason, Rashi says over here like this, we're talking about the main heter of the Mishnah is that we could assume that the water is not going to go into the Rishus Ram at all. And then Rashi says that even though it's possible that the water will go into the Rishus Ram because there might be water from the previous day there, and therefore the water that he's pouring will go into the Rishus Ram. And that Rashi, it's still mutl chatchila to do what he's doing, because that's not his intention. Not his intention. And Rashi says that being that, at worst, what's happening over here is even if he would be intending, it would only be an Nisra Drabonon, because the water is going by itself. So in the situation when he's not mechaven, so to not be mechaven when you're dealing with this rabbon is much lechatchila to do. That's what Rashi says over here. And Rashi mentioned that l'chara, this whole explanation really should apply to the reisha as well. Okay, so far we learned the din of the reisha, the chotzer ktana, a small chotzer, which has the problem. Its heter is uka. Doesn't seem to be any machlekes over there. Biv, Rabbi Lezman Yaakov is the first Tana who talks on this halacha, which is very similar to the idea in the Reisha. Now the Chachomim come. Chachomim saying, I feel a gaga, a chotze, which is me'am alish b'chapi abiv. Right? Chachomim argue, and they seem to argue only over here. Avo shevichul gag ma'am yodim l'biv. Zok Rashi. What's the Chachamim Shita? Lo yishpech al pi abiv, kloimar, b'soy chachritz. You can't pour directly into this garden. V'af al pi sheish oruch mikana yitziyose meya amo. Even though he's pouring it into this garden, which starts at the other end of his chotzer. So it's going to travel meya amo before the water could even get out. And therefore, v'yicholim livla. So there's plenty of room to be b'leya. For it to be absorbed. Given the begufei kashafech, since he's pouring it directly into this gutter, mekalchi lehedya uvekoyach lejuzarabim. the water flows directly, and there's power behind it into the Rishus HaRabim. V'haroya oimer sheshevchon samach l'tziyasei. And the problem over here, Rashi says, is a problem that the person outside his chassid sees water gushing out. And the person who outside, it would seem to him that it was poured right at the end of the chatzah, right over there. And he wants it to go out. So it looks like an isser is being done. Rashi says, this is what the Gemara says, Gzeru Shem Yerim Sinayru Shoplani Mekalech Mayim V'Shabbos. Right, the Gemara later on, it's interesting, the Gemara doesn't really mention it, it's coming to explain this. In passing, when the Gemara is discussing, the Gemara explains why certain cases mutter, not the Gemara says, well, you don't have this problem over there, right? That's what Rashi is referring to over here. So according to the Chacham Shita, there's a gzeira over here. There's a gzeira over here. I have to work out exactly the technicalities over here. But the Chacham Shita is to pour directly over here, directly into this gutter. You can't, even though you're very far back in the chotzer. You got to pour it, onto the floor, and then it'll go from the floor into the gutter. That's all that you could do. Let's see the Mishnah weiter. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Hachotze v'achsad v'mistarfen la'arba amis. This is going back on the ratio of the Mishnah, that when we talked about chotze, which is p'chusa ma'arba amis, needs the uka. Zog the Mishnah that a chotze with an achsadrum, they're both mistarfen to the arba amis, and therefore, you won't need the uka. Okay, we could hold over here in the Mishnah. Here, what we like to do is like this. We like first to see the piece of Gemara on top, right? On top, over here, which is relevant to this Gemara. Then we'll see the Gemara by us a little further. Okay, the Gemara on top of the Omid over here. Going back to the previous Mishnah, the halacha of gizusto shilamal v'noayim, right? You have this porch that's sticking out over mayim. Right? You make your hole. You want to draw water from underneath. So that's the halacha that we saw before. That you make by making a mechitzah yud that allows one to draw the water. And I think Morris says as follows: Omar Rabbah. See where it is. We're about 6 lines from the top. Lo yishon el malas avalishpoich osur. It's only mutter to draw water from the yam, which is underneath, and to bring it into your rishus. That's what's mutter. Avalishpoich osur. Over to pour out water, use water. You want to pour from your rishus, into over there. You can't. Zok Rashi says as follows: the last word on the top. Loishonush mechitza tliya materes begzuster l'rabon el lamalis. This that the Mishnah says over there that mechitza tliya helps by gezuster. That's only lamalis. Only if you want to draw water from the yam back into your house onto the gezuster. Avalishpo shevchem b'nekev lamayim. But if you want to pour used water and get rid of it. Into that hole, into the yam underneath. Also, what's the difference? B'pnei shano moylech hashoyfchin chutz l'mechitzas hagzustrum. The yam is a karmelist. There's an issa to carry right from a karmelist to a rishul yochid, and vice versa. The point of the mechitzas is that it's giving that area underneath the din of a rishul yochid. So you transfer from rishul yochid to rishul yochid. So on that, the Gemara says. Well, that's all good when you're drawing. So if you're drawing, so the water is coming from Rishul Yochanan and ending up in Rishul Yochanan. But if you're pouring the water out, so you pour it from Rishul Yochanan down here, well, the water doesn't stay just in that spot. The water is going to travel on. So the water is going eventually into into a karmless, so it's Rehaitzov from Shiyacha to a karmless. Right? That's what he was calling to come. Rabbi Barav Huna is coming to say over here that the Gezusta is not going to help to pour out water. On that, the Gemara says, Maskov Shizbi V'chima Bein Zeh L'Uka. How is that any different than Uka? Uka is the mission that we just learned now. The Gemara wants to know, why is that different than between this and Uka? Rashi says over here, Ma Bein Zeh L'Uka, the Snabe Mas Nisan. You know, at this point of the Gemara, it's the later Mishnah, right? But we already learned the Mishnah, so we're familiar with it. Which is a gumo machzekes sosaim. Now, that in itself wouldn't be any question. That's why Rashi adds over here, but Tony Allah, Afapish and Ismala ho uko mi bayim, Sheifchalamayim b'Shabbos. Even though the Brisa says later that the Uka has water in it, and being that it has water in it, so the water that you're pouring right now is not going to all be absorbed in the Uka, still, it's mutter, Shoifchel Amayim B'Shabbos, V'afalpish Amayim Yetzin Heimena L'Rishas Rabim. Even though the water is going to go from the Uka into the Rishas Rabim, it's not going to remain in the Uka. So this is what the Gemara is asking, that Uka has a heter. Why should Gezustra be any different? On that, the Gemara says, the first law in the Gemara says, "Hani taimi v'hani loy taimi." If you're asking me a question that why is there a heter by Uka and not over here, the answer is "Hani taimi by Uka, the water is absorbed, v'hani loy taimi not absorbed." What does that mean? Aren't we just talking about by Uku that it has water and says not being absorbed? So Rashi, Hani Tami Mayim, Hamayim Asuyim Lichlois Ulhibola Bekarka. Generally, the Uku, the size of the Uku is the same, so that really would be enough to absorb the water. Hilchach Kishofach Adaito Deliver Inu Bedochtayu Koshofach. When he's pouring, being at the size of the Uku, is able to hold the amount of water that he's pouring. So the das of the person who's doing this is that it should remain in the uka, it shouldn't go into Nishas Rabim. Adai to deliver b'duchtayu koshofech. He's having in mind when he's pouring it that the water should be absorbed in the uka. V'in nafki labar, and even if it goes out, lav machshavtoi lahochihu. This is not his intention. When it's coming, shafta v'shori, that's mutter. Dafilu chavin iser mamish leka. Because even if he were to be mechavin, there's no iser. Dohab b'shus ayochid shofech. Because he's really pouring it down to yochid, and it's flowing me'elof, like Rashi says later. Avol hocha made the idea devadai nafki v'loy taimi. So Rashi explains what the Gemara's answer over here is that by Uka, an Uka generally has the space to absorb what he's doing. So even though we're asking that it's mutter in all instances, but the answer is that since it has the ability of taimi maya, so therefore his machshava is not that it should go out, and he's, as far as the person is concerned, He's not trying to pour the water out. He's assuming that it's going to stay here. Mashen came by Gezustera, right? There's nothing to contain the water over here, so the water's going to go out. So therefore, when he's pouring it there, his machshav is that the water should go out, since it's not, there's nothing to make the water stay. So that's what he's doing. Now, this is probably the reason why Rashi, didn't explain it in the ratio over here, because right, Rashi right, did the explanation over there. Akoponim. So this is the first lashon of the Gemara over here. By us, when the Gemara just compares the din of Gezustra and the din of Uka, the Gemara's come to say that Gezustra is more stringent, is more chomer than a chotzer with an uka. A gezustra, you can't do any shayfchin. And the reason for that is because it's like time Maya. So when you're pouring the water over here, even though it's flowing by itself, but it's still going to be Osir, since intrinsically Machshavta is that the water, that he's pouring water into a karmelis from Mishta Yochid. The Gemara continues, Ika da'amri, Omar Rabba Barav Huno, Leitem Lamal Sudushori Lishpach Osir, El Lishpach Nami Shori. According to the second Lashon, he's coming to be Mekel, and he's coming to say that don't think that the heter of Gizustra is only to draw water up, but not to pour out, like the first Lashon held. No, Lishpach Nami Shori. It's even mutter to pour out the water. On that, the Gemara says, Omar Rav Shizbi Pshita Hainu Uka. According to this Lashon, that he was being matterit, so when Rav Shizbi brought the din of Uka, what he meant to say was, because according to this, Uka is supporting that halacha. It's not any different than Uka. According to this Lashon, he's asking a question, Pshita Hainu Uka, right? What are you saying? That's the halacha of Uka in the next Mishnah. And that Gemara says, Ma'ad the same, Hani Taimi, V'Hani Le Taimi, Kamash Malon. And that Gemara says that there is an additional chiddush by Gizustra, because Hani Taimi, V'Hani Le Taimi, you don't, by Uka, you have the heter of Taimi Mayim. But by Gizustra, you don't. And therefore, you would have thought that it's Asr, Kamash Malon, that even over there it's Mutter. Zok Rashi, Afilu Lishpech Namishori. The second Lashon holds, Afilu Lishpech Namishori, the Ihula Ichpas Lei, the Lifchulu Baroi. That he has no, the reason why that by Gizustra it's Mutter, even though the water is going to go out, and it's Loi Taimi, the Heter is because he has no interest at all that the water should go out. To him, it makes no difference. He'd be happy if the water just stayed right over there. That's the basis of the heter. Aval chotzer habchus me'ab ames nichelei the lepuk lebar shloi lachlech es chaserim. That over there by chotzer, that the person really has a preference that the water should go out. Nichelei the lepuk lebar shloi lachlech es chaserim. It shouldn't ruin his chotzer. The chotzer is too small for the chotzer itself to absorb, and therefore, if the water would stay over here, so it would make everything muddy. Hilkoch boy uka, that's why you need a uka. The uka nichale de livlu. As if you have the uka, so then that takes away the nichusa and the intention that the water should be going out. Right. So according to this lashon, that's the cheshbon over here. That by gezustera, even though the water is definitely going to go out, but it'll still be mutter since leich b'slei, since he has no intention at all. No reason why you should want the water to go out. That's the basis of the heter itself. By chotzer ketana, the small chotzer that we're talking about over here, that the person really would have had. There is a reason why a person has an interest that the water should go out, and that's why it's necessary to have the uka. And once you have the uka, so then this enables a person to have an intention that it shouldn't go out, because it's not going to be melachlech his chotzer, because it'll be absorbed in the uka. Okay, so that's one important piece of Gemara, which is based on the mission that we just saw, when again to the halacha of Gizustra.
How does Rashi fit in the lashon hainu uka? In other words, right, the Gemara is saying that why is it mutter because it's an uka, Rashi's explanation is that he doesn't care if it goes out.
Where are you? You're after the Kamash Malon?
It says Pshita, right?
Right.
Hainu Uka.
But the same way. Mm-hmm.
Right, so I mean, this is Lamaisa, the Maskana, right? In other words, it's the same as Uka, and then we have a half a minute to think it's not like an Uka, right? But the maskana is that it is like an uka.
Well, see, hainu uka proper was like Rashi explained before, that we're talking about the braisa, which is disgusting when it has water, so therefore it's going out, right? That's the hainu uka, right? You know, it's mutter.
But you still need the uka, by the chatzah, you still need the uka. Right. In other words,
right.
You need the uka to show that you're not interested in it.
Right. Right. Well, so the Gemara originally thought. How do you understand? The Gemara asked Hainu Uka that. The heter that you're saying we find in Uka,
if you wouldn't have an Uka in a small chatzer,
right.
So then it's aser,
right?
Right. So here by the gezistera, you don't have any tikkun that you put in there. So the lashon hainu Uka, I'm not quite sure what the Gemara is saying.
Well, what let me just hear what you're asking. I mean, the translation of Hainu Uka means that this halacha was said in the din of Uka, right? That's what it means. Now you're asking on the comparison that if it was the same halacha, so you wouldn't need a Uka in the first place. That's what you're asking.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Uh huh. Okay, that's what you want to ask. That's what I want to ask. If we could take out over here. The heter is I'm saying wrong. This Rashi is really explaining even before the Gemara asks the Kasha. Mm-hmm. That's what you want to say?
Not sure, but if it's good. Uh-huh.
I hear what you're saying. This seems to be even before the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara is opened to why over there you need a uka, but the uka is just evening out that difference. But the Gemara understands that over here with a uka is equivalent to here without an uka. Uh-huh. I hear what you're saying. That's what you understand. When Rashi makes the difference, right? Hilkach boy uka. Rashi is making a difference that over here you need a uka, and by gezustra, yeah, you don't need an uka over here. So what's Rashi doing? Rashi is making this difference. This seems to be, I think you're right. This seems to be in the Gemara's kasha, right? When Gemara says pshita hainu uka. That we understand that over there you'll need an uka because of this problem. But once the uka problem is taken care of, we see that the main idea over here is that once you don't have an interest, that it should go out, then it's mutter. And on that, the Gemara is saying that no, that you would have thought that even with uka, the whole heter is only because it's time imaya. But if it was late time imaya, you would never have the heter. Kamash malon. Right? Okay, I hear what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I think you're right.
You're asking on the first version. No.
In the Ika de Amri. The Ika de Amri is saying that by Gzuster it's motor. Right? It's mutter by exist, so you go pour even though it's going straight out. And that Gemara says, Hainu Uka. Well, that halacha says in Uka. So on that on that, the question is, well, how could that be the same as ukkah? I mean, if then you wouldn't need a ukkah, right? Then you wouldn't need a ukkah, right? I mean, but the answer to that is like Rashi says. This is all in explaining. Well, you know, I know that the basis of the heter is based on the fact that it doesn't make a difference to you where the water is going. So if there wasn't a nuke over there, so you wouldn't have the heter because you're interested that the water should go out. That's why it's also. So the ukkah is just giving you the chance now that it doesn't make a difference to you whether the water should go out or not. Because even if it stays in, you're safe, right? So the ukkah is just facilitating a situation that you don't want it to go out. Now it's equal to that of Gezustra, right? So that's why the Gemara is asking, Hainu ukkah, right? And as you see that chiddush in ukkah, that once you set up something that doesn't make a difference to whether it goes out or not, so now we don't care, even if it actually goes out. Right, like the Brisa says. Okay. Right?
Okay, good.
Right? You're saying good. You're saying good. I wasn't saying right. That first Rashi is before is and in the Morris Kasha. At that point the Morris thought that it's the same thing. The halacha was said in Ukkah already. So on that thing Morris is saying, Mal the same Mahani time, Mahani time, that you might have thought that it's not sufficient just the fact that there's no difference to where the water goes. Right? You might have thought that you need to have a time in mind. You need to have that the water could be absorbed over here and not to go out at all. And in like the first Lashon held, right? That's the Kamash Malon, that you don't need to be an Enim Mechavan. As long as you're Lo'ichpas, where the water goes, that in itself is the basis of the Heter. Okay, that's right. Okay. Here, now let's come back over here. Let's come back over here to the Gemara. My time. The Rashi tells us this is going on the Reish of the Mishnah. My time. Chotze pchus me Abba Amis koi. Dimash moha Abba Amis shori. The Mishnah tells us that being that the chotze is a small size, it's pchus me Abba Amis, that's why we have the problems over here. And we need to build the ukkah in order to be matir. So it's definitely mashma that if it was larger than that, you wouldn't have the problem. So what is the problem that there's a difference between arba amos and less than arba amos? Well, that Gemara says as follows: Machlokes in Gemara. My time, Omar Rabbo, mipnei shodom osu listapik sosai mayim b'chol yoyim. And Chazal established a person uses this amount of water, sasai mayim b'chol yoyim. But arba amos odom roitzi lezalfon, that if a person's chotzer has at least 4 amos, dalad al dalad, roitzi lezalfon, he wants the water, it's beneficial for him that the water should stay in the chotzer, lezalfon, that will weigh down the dust. And during the summer months, that there's dust because of the dirt that's on in the chotzer. So the person, it's nichle, the water should stay in the chotzer and weigh down the dust, so shouldn't be dusty, avok. So if it's that size of the mitzvah zalfim, because he'll accomplish a proper zilif. And he has a large enough area that the water, when it stays there, it'll accomplish the zilif, but it won't make things muddy. Won't be malachlit. Pochus mikan, pochus midal shayfchem. But less than that, it can't do the ukkah job. It's just gonna be malachlit chol chotzer. So therefore, he really wants it out. Ida avid ukkah shari iloy asu. So according to Rabba, the cheshbon over here in dal or not dal really has to do with his intention. The reason why a person might want the water to remain here or not has to do with this zilif process that people would do to their chotzer. But if the chotzer is too small, then you can't do the zilif. It's gonna there's too much water and too little space. And therefore, so when he pours out the water, he wants the water out. So if it's larger, he wants the water to stay in. So he's not intending that the water could stay in, has ability, and he wants the water to stay in. So even if it goes out, like we saw before, then it's mutter, right? Because at worst, he's an ein mechavim. But if the chatzah is too small, zilut doesn't work. So he wants the water to go out, so he's a mechavim in it. So that's why he has to make the uka. By making the uka, so the water has ability to stay in, like we saw, and then he'll be a ein mechavim even if it goes out. Let's see the Rashi. So Rashi, Adam roitz lezalif and shruhi lezalif. That size, the amount of water that he generally uses, is fit to make the zilif. Laharbitz afro shloyale avko. It'll hold down the dust, the dirt. Shloyale avko. The dust shouldn't rise. The moysa chama mukminul ma'asizin kamon bebraisa. That we're talking about in the summertime. The kibun the roitz lezalif. So being that we have a chatzah which is larger than Dalet Amis, his interest is to be mezalif. So his interest is that it really should stay in the chatzah. So even if he pours it and it ends up going out, just like Rashi said before, see, he's an enemechavin in the Issa Drabon, which is Mertel Chathchila. Pachas Midalid, Zokrashi in Royal is Aleph. Vishoifchon. Now we'll see. Mirash doesn't really say, we'll see over here. In this Rashi, why Pachas Midal is not Royal is Aleph? Pachas Midal is in Royal is Aleph. Therefore, Vishoifchon. So then he's pouring it out, right? He has no use for the water in his chassis, so he wants it out. Chinafki, Mekayim Machshavtis. When they go out, it is Mekayim Machshavtis. Even though this is only an Isra Rabbanan, why did Chazal ask this? So Rashi gives us the background in the Isra in the first place. When it is Miskayim Machshavtai, the Isra, it's going by itself. Chazal asked that, Dilma Osi L'Mishri Zika Behegilah L'Mishri Rabbanan, if a person sees that he could pour water with an intention to go out, by pouring it down and letting it go mail in, so we're concerned that he might end up throwing the water directly out. This is Shitas Rabba. Zati Mora Rabzeira Omar, that the difference in the ratio of the Mishnah between Dalam is not Dalam is as follows. Dalam is timey, Pachas Midal Amis Loy timey. Rabzeira says that has nothing to do with a zilif intention. You don't need the mila of Dalet Amis is not dependent on zilif. This that you have a plan to make a zilif, and that's why you don't want the water out. You want the water to stay in, as far as you're concerned. No, it's not based on that. Rav Zera says Dalet Amis timey. The area of Dalet al Dalet is a large enough area that water which is poured there will be absorbed. So we could assume the water is not going to go out. Pachim Dalet Amis loy taimi. Less than Dalet Amis is loy taimi maya. Rashi says, taimi maya, bedalet amis, ru'uyin livla sosayim. In these four amis, the water will be absorbed. Hilkachin amin afklaba lemkaim mashafti. Therefore, even if it goes out, but since in this area it's expected to be absorbed and not go out, even if it ends up going out, it's loy miskayim machshavtei. Is ain miskaven, it's rabbon, it's mutter. Something more, my benayim. What's the difference? I'm rabbi, orach v'kod nika benayim. The difference between Rabbi and Rabbi Zera, whether the heter of Dalet Amis is based on zilof, or just based on taimi mayim, the nafkamin will be if it's not a square chotzer. The Dalet al Dalet is not square. 8x2. Right? So it has the area, but it doesn't have the size, the shape of a square. Rashi says the Orch V'Katan, it's long and narrow. כגון שיש נכס עמוס על שתיים. דאיקו קרקע כשיר דאם רובויס, you have the area of four squared amos, ויש מוקם לבול ססיים, and therefore you have the amount of ground which could absorb the ססיים of שייכם, אבל לזלף אין ראויה. But it's not ראוי for זילף. That doesn't tell us why. אבל לזלף אין ראויה. So on that, Rashi makes the cheshbon the Gemara. You can deny the difference is as follows: the rabba also lishpach b'lei uka. So over here, according to rabba, it'll be osir, even though it has the area of dalal al dalal. But since this shape, the way it's set up over here, is not roy for ziluf, so you'll need the uka because there's no ziluf intention over here. So without the uka, his interest is that it should go out. But abzer leboy uka, you would not need an uka. The Ritva adds over here in explanation that the reason why we say that if it's Orach HaKadon, it's not Roy for Zilof, looks like it doesn't necessarily have to do with the Zilof of it. But the Ritva says, She'ein derech lezalef chotze kezeh she'ein mishtamshin bo itash mishal ikr. The problem is that this shape is difficult to use a chotzer in such a shape, and therefore that's why it's not a derech to mezal such a chotzer, which the shape of the chotzer is not one which has regular usage. That's what it is. But it's not, I mean, it doesn't seem to be a problem that, you know, zila could work if you wanted to have it, but a person doesn't have an interest to be mezal for chotzer which the chotzer is not mishtamish in tashmir shalik. That's what how the Ritva explains that. But the Gemara tells us that Zilaf has its conditions when we could assume that there's a machshava for Zilaf. You'll need the dalal al dalal. If you don't have the square dalal al dalal, there's no Zilaf. And then, according to that, so even such a size chotzer will need an uka. Okay, now we're running a little late over here. We just speak out a little bit, just to say the Hagemara. You know, as you see over here from the Gemara, at the way the Gemara comes out, we have Machlekes Rabbi in Abzeira, what the Cheshbon of the Dalet Amis is. The Gemara asks from Abrais a little bit later on, which is very clear that you need Dalet al Dalet. So definitely you see that it's a Zilaf issue. And that Abzeira says that braisa is the rabbanon. I mean, in the sefer of the Mishnah, this machlekes, he understands that the machlekes, Rabbi Zmi Yaakov and the Chachamim, is really based on this question over here, zilaf and not zilaf. Right? That's what comes out. So it means that like this, that the whole machlekes over here between Rabbi Zera and Rabbah really is there an additional shita that holds that the sheer dalal dalal is based on zilaf or not? I'm sorry, is based on taimi mayana. Everyone agrees it definitely is of the chachamim that they hold of the requirement of zilaf, and that's why this brayis which says that you need dalal dalal dalal, that's what Reb Zera says. Right? In the chnami, I'm asking, that's the rabbanon in the sefer of the Mishnah. And what comes out according to him, like the Gemara says, that the ratio of the Mishnah that he learns, like the Gemara says, because he has a deek in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is mashma, that we're just interested in the area. That's why he learned in the Mishnah, it's not based on zilaf, it's based on taimi maya. So the way that's what's forcing him to learn that the ratio of the Mishnah is really not kuliyama, it's Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. And like the Gemara continues over here, that this that the Mishnah, the ratio of the Mishnah doesn't seem to have machlokes, then Rav Elazar ben Yaakov picks up in the second part of the Mishnah, and he has to rearrange the Mishnah a little chasur mechsura, because in truth, the way he learns the Mishnah, the ratio of the Mishnah, which is talking that an area of dal dal dal, that's what he understands the Mishnah says, that's all Shitas Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. So it's all Rav Elazar ben Yaakov talking in the Mishnah. According to the Chacham, who are the Muslim Yaakov, then they wouldn't be satisfied with the, just the eerie of Dal al Dalid, so therefore they wouldn't say it like the way the Tana of the Mishnah says. The Dal al Dalid would have to be Dafka square because it's dependent on Ziluf. Now, seems to be that we pass in La Lochel, you know, Lekula, like Rav Zeir. So the way we will learn the Mishnah, Rav Zeir learns the Mishnah, they come to Chayis, that you have to learn the Chsurim Echsura, and the Reish is only the blood of Yaakov.